KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. In for Scott Schaefer, I'm Catherine Barron. President Bush is in Southern California seeking support for key parts of his political agenda. Today, he'll give a speech in San Diego commemorating the 60th anniversary of VJ Day, America's victory over Japan in World War II. On Monday, the president visited a senior center in Rancho Cucamonga. Stephen Cuevas of KPCC reports.
President Bush spoke before 300 or so invited guests, a mix of seniors and GOP supporters, at the James Brulte Senior Center. The president's objective was to drum up support for the new Medicare prescription drug plan, which takes effect in January. The president said it could save seniors upwards of 25% off the retail price of prescription drugs.
And for the first time ever, we got catastrophic coverage as a part of Medicare. In other words, once you're out of your pocket a certain amount of money, the government kicks in for a lot of the remainder.
So far, seniors have not responded as hoped. Sharon Marsh is the outreach coordinator for HICAP, which helps Inland Empire seniors navigate the complexities of Medicare. She worries the plan will unfairly penalize seniors who do not sign up before next spring's deadline.
If they don't sign up now when it's offered to them, they will be penalized 1% per month for every month that they're not on.
Besides Medicare, the president also talked briefly about illegal immigration, pledging to provide more federal dollars and manpower to increase security on California's border with Mexico. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Rancho Cucamonga.
Fresno County may become the first county in the state to put some over-the-counter cold medicines behind the counter in order to crack down on methamphetamine labs. Supervisors are set to vote today on a measure that would make it harder to buy cold remedies containing pseudoephedrine, a key ingredient in meth manufacturing. And the landmark Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, which once welcomed the world's most famous stars and politicians, will be torn down to make way for new schools under a tentative deal between the L.A. Unified School District and the L.A. Conservancy. The Los Angeles Times reports that the agreement calls for L.A. Unified to contribute nearly $5 million to help preserve historic school buildings in the city. The Los Angeles Police Department is the third largest police department in the country, and it could be getting bigger. L.A. Police Chief William Bratton wants to expand the force by more than 1,000 officers over the next few years. But finding qualified candidates is proving difficult, so the LAPD is employing new recruitment tactics. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Alex Cohen reports.
Some of the ads currently playing at movie theaters and on local TV stations in Southern California look and sound just like ads for the latest crime thriller, but they're actually commercials sponsored by the LAPD's recruitment department.
In the city of Los Angeles, when duty calls, the LAPD responds.
911 emergency.
The ads feature real police officers performing duties like breaking up domestic disputes, capturing a robbery suspect, and hunting for a girl who's been abducted.
We have a critical missing. There is an Amber Alert, so let's look for any information you get. Pass that in to the watch commander.
These vignettes were produced by an ad agency hired to show how exciting an LAPD career can be. They've also designed billboards and digital postcards featuring the officers who appear in the ads. It's all part of a new approach to meet the new needs of the LAPD, says recruiter Lieutenant Art Miller. Miller says the department loses about 350 cops a year just to attrition. And for every 12 candidates they interview, the department will only hire one. Miller says when he joined the force nearly three decades ago, there were so many people interested in becoming cops, he had to wait for hours just to fill out a basic interest card.
If that were the same today, I mean, it would be phenomenal. But no, we have to go out and be a little more fun, be a little more creative, be a little more edgy than our counterparts were from decades ago.
The new campaign may well be working.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yep.
U.S. high school graduate?
Yep.
On a recent weekday evening, nearly 40 people showed up to take the written test needed to begin the application process. Victor Galeas says he first thought about becoming a cop after seeing one of the new billboards. He says there are a lot of things about joining the LAPD which appeal to him.
The challenge, the excitement, adrenaline just running through your veins, you know, just, you know, try to do good. I mean, that's my whole goal in life.
If Galeas passes the written test, he'll be scheduled for a physical ability exam and an extensive background check. The entire application process usually takes about 3 to 6 months. LAPD recruiter Lieutenant Art Miller.
We view ourselves as the line that kind of keeps sanity from insanity, and it's something that, you know, we take very seriously when we do make that selection for that police officer.
This year, the LAPD hopes to hire 60 officers a month, which is a tough goal to meet, says Miller, especially with the current low unemployment rates and competition from other law enforcement agencies. The department also suffers from an image problem in some communities. For instance, this summer, the LAPD has been blamed for the shooting death of a Latina infant held hostage by her father. Last week, officers allegedly attacked a black Muslim leader.
Unfortunately, due to recent disgraceful events in our communities, people have become kind of distrust of the LAPD.
Arturo Ibarra is the executive director of the Watts Century Latino Organization and is a member of the Hispanic Advisory Council for the LAPD. He says it's important for the LAPD to hire officers who are familiar with the different races and ethnicities in the communities they serve. The LAPD is trying to appeal to a wide audience with their new ads, many of which feature officers of various ethnic backgrounds. The department offers bonuses to those who speak languages other than English. That's on top of the starting salary, more than $51,000 a year. In recent weeks, Chief William Bratton has also suggested relaxing the department's requirements to become a police officer. He's proposed changing the LAPD's zero-tolerance rule towards past marijuana use and making it easier for candidates with bad credit histories. Joe Dominic is a senior fellow in criminal justice at USC. He says a more tolerant approach to past drug use and bad credit could help improve LAPD relations and increase recruitment, especially in the African-American community.
Because these are some of the problems that young black men have and have traditionally been excluded from in the LAPD, although in other police jurisdictions they've been hired despite them.
In order to take effect, Bratton's proposal needs to be approved both by the LA City Council and the Police Commission. For the California Report, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, August 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org. Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue. Online at charitableautoresources.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California.